Republican Jewish Coalition slams Kamala Harris for boycotting Netanyahu for sorority lunch. By Joel B. Polak on July 24, 2024. The Republican Jewish Coalition, RJC, launched its first ad against Vice President Kamala Harris on Wednesday, attacking her for boycotting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Congress to attend a sorority luncheon. The ad, whose theme is "Her priorities are not our priorities," notes that Harris expressed sympathy for anti-Israel protests that have been accompanied by overt anti-Semitism. Harris applauded the emotion behind the protests while claiming she did not agree with all of their rhetoric. It says, "Instead of supporting America's strongest ally by attending Prime Minister Netanyahu's speech to Congress, Kamala Harris decides to go to a sorority luncheon." A sorority luncheon? She can't be serious. Netanyahu's address stressed the common American and Israeli interest in defeating terror and standing up to Iran. Widely praised, even by critics, as a powerful address, Netanyahu earned repeated standing ovations, honoring Israeli and American hostages and their families, and thanking a diverse group of Israeli veterans, including wounded soldiers, in the gallery. While Netanyahu spoke, Harris addressed the members of the historically black Zeta Phi Beta sorority, using her remarks to back abortion rights. The RJC said in a statement, "As Israel fights an existential war for its very survival, and as hostages languish in Gaza at the hands of Hamas terrorists, including 8 Americans, Kamala Harris is choosing to snub Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's critical address to Congress. Instead, she is going to a sorority luncheon." Yes, you read that right. What a shanda, disgrace. Vice President Kamala Harris, as President of the U.S. Senate, should be in attendance to preside over the chamber. Harris has totally failed her first test as a candidate for President of the United States, and the RJC will hold her accountable. Starting today, RJC will be running ads in key battleground states, targeting Jewish voters utilizing the best data operation in politics. Kamala Harris' priorities are not the Jewish community's priorities. If you thought Joe Biden was bad, Kamala Harris is far worse on issues of top concern for pro-Israel voters. While much attention has been devoted to Muslim and Arab voters in swing states like Michigan, there may actually be more Jewish voters in swing states such as Pennsylvania whom Democrats risk alienating by criticizing Israel. Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., who is running for vice president on the Republican ticket, was also absent. Politico noted, "Republicans did not attack their colleague and Trump's running mate, Sen. J.D. Vance, Republican Ohio, who is also not attending Netanyahu's speech due to a prior commitment." Biden also declined to attend Netanyahu's last address to Congress in 2015 due to scheduling conflicts. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.